Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Florida College Access Network Summit Speakers Series podcast. We are super excited to report that Summit registration is ramping up. It's hard to believe, but we already have three times as many people registered for the summit today as we did at this time last year. So you want to make sure that you do not miss it. We cannot wait to see everyone on May 10th through 11th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. Remember that time is running out to take advantage of the early bird rate. Make sure to go to www.fcansummit.org and get that taken care of today. Now, on to this week's guests. As you may or may not know, March is Women's History Month, so we are thrilled to be joined by three women who are making history with their work in Escambia County. We have Deborah Doma, Jen Grove, and Kim Krupa, who is the director of Achieve Escambia, the local college access network in that county. Escambia is one of the newest members of our LCAN community, but they are already doing amazing work. In this interview, Kimberly Lent, FCAN Senior Research Associate, talks to the Achieve Escambia team about their upcoming session at our summit. Their session is entitled Data Driving Our Future, and it looks at the connection between data-informed practice and collective impact. Let's take a listen.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Lent, FCAN Senior Research Associate. I'm here today with a few folks from Achieve Escambia. Dr. Deborah Doma is the Dean of Grants and Federal Programs for Pensacola State College. Kimberly Krupa is the Executive Director for Achieve Escambia. And Jennifer Grove is the Community Development Manager for Gulf Power Company. Ladies, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourselves?
Good morning, Kimberly. This is Jennifer Grove. I am our Gulf Power Company Community Development Manager. And here in my role, I am focused on anything that we can do to grow the competitiveness of Northwest Florida and to ensure that there are pathways to prosperity for everyone living in Northwest Florida. Achieve Escambia is the flagship effort that we are engaged in to make sure that the entire community is focusing on how we can make sure that everybody living in Escambia County has an opportunity for high-skill, high-wage employment. So really excited to be here today.
And I'm Kimberly Krupa. I joined the Achieve Escambia team as director in July 2017. I moved to Pensacola from Louisiana, where I spent 15 years building community and coalitions, nonprofit management, strategic planning, and executive leadership. My experience and expertise is really on developing and implementing strategies to strengthen and expand the ability of teams to actively create the conditions for change.
Thank you so much, Kim. And how about you, Deborah?
Sure. I am the Dean for Grants and Federal Programs at Pensacola State College. Our president, Dr. Ed Meadows, has been working since the very early days on the leadership team of the Achieve Escambia initiative here in Pensacola. But once I found out what was going on, I was very interested. So anything that we can do to have Escambia be a better community living up to its potential, I think is a wonderful thing. And Achieve Escambia is really working hard to do that.
So while FCAN has been connected with Achieve Escambia for a while, we officially welcomed you to part of the Florida Local College Access Network family this past fall. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Escambia County?
Thanks, Kim. We're thrilled to be an official LCAN, working with FCAN to be able to collaborate with other communities across the state as we all advance post-secondary attainment. Escambia County, as I mentioned in my introduction, really is an interesting community. It is a county that has a blend of rural and urban, and it is also a county that has multiple communities within it that are not seeing the advances in earnings or in educational attainment that other parts of the county are. And even though we've seen, for instance, on the educational attainment level, we've seen educational attainment increases, but that's really only true at the aggregate county level. And when you dissect the data, it becomes evident that high unemployment, very low graduation rates, and other indicators, we can see that we have concentrated areas within the community of Escambia County that are struggling and struggling at significant rates. So while it may seem that everything's improving at the county level, it is definitely true that that's not the case for all census tracts and communities within Escambia County.
So we know that there's a variety of models that communities can use as the foundation for social change work. How do you think the collective impact aligns with the mission of Achieve Escambia and as well as the LCANs statewide?
Yeah, great question. Collective impact is probably the number one change movement sweeping through the nonprofit sector. And so our particular kind of collaboration at Achieve Escambia is all about engaging diverse, cross-sector, independent stakeholders who assume shared responsibility for achieving our common goal. And importantly, that we're achieving results, enduring positive community changes that we can actually hang our hat on. It's like, who owns these outcomes that we're seeing? Is it one sector that owns these outcomes, or does our community own the disparities that our systems are producing? So we're recognizing actively as a leadership council, our civic infrastructure of Achieve, that in order to change this complex system that we see in our county, those wicked challenges that we talk about, wicked challenges, wicked collaborations. And so when you're talking about generational poverty and economic polarization, these are the things that need collaboration in order to be sustainable and effective. And that we love that it's an ongoing process that requires engaging in deep conversations that maybe people have never had before, bringing folks together who have never sat at the table before to talk about what their data looks like and how they can bring it all together.
Thanks, Kim. You just perfectly summed up why FCAN loves collective impact as well. So you're going to talk about a lot of these issues at your session at the 2018 FCAN Summit. So why do you want to share your session, Achieve Escambia, Data Driving Our Future, with our summit attendees?
Jen, let's start with you.
Kim, I'd say, to piggyback on Kim's description of collective impact and the model we're embracing here, I think it's important for us to share with other attendees, because while we are developing our own model here in Escambia County for how we're doing this work to impact the change we all expect to see, we're also learning from other communities. And as we are learning from other communities, we look forward to sharing this session just to show kind of the nuances of the model that we have chosen to implement here in Escambia County. And through that dialogue and discussion with others who will attend our session, really learn from them at the same time. Where the one other thing that I would share is one of the things I neglected to mention earlier when I described Escambia County is that it's an amazing place to live, work, and raise a family. And that's what's first and foremost, I think, in everybody's mind that has come to this Achieve Escambia, this collaborative table together. We love this community, and we want this community to bring the same returns to everybody who lives in it that it brings to us. That we have learned that in this case, we really have to go slow in order to go fast and to keep moving together. As Kim talked about earlier, the taking the time up front, the going slow to make sure that all perspectives are at the table, not just the usual suspects, but all perspectives and voices, and that we really are understanding the perspectives that everybody is bringing, the experiences, their goals, their target populations, what they hope to see out of the effort. That takes more time. I think the session will be a great way to discuss that with other business partners in the state who are looking at engaging in kind of long-term systemic work.
Thanks. And that passion that you described for the community within your community members, along with that long-term systematic work, speaks to my next question. So this year's summit is Create the Future. How will this breakout session speak to that theme?
Really, it's the journey and not the destination. So I was thinking of the adage, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. Because really nothing about what we're doing is fast, but also because we're doing a couple things at the same time. We're building trust with each other, putting people together often for the first time to discuss kind of difficult, thorny issues. As a result of that, we're developing the same vocabulary, the same framework of what's happening and why. And then through that, the goals are emerging. Those shared goals for enduring change are emerging from the structure that we're creating. And so the journey is producing really amazing outcomes. You can't just focus on 5 years from now. You have to celebrate the act of coming together.
And I'd like to add to that, if I could, as we think about that future, I think what we also have to do to create our future together is to understand that previously our definition of the future was very limited by the bubbles in which we all live, work, and operate. So I would say in creating our future, I think we're developing a much more holistic future for our community, one that the entire community can embrace and engage in that goal setting process and then achievement of those goals. It is what our community produces and what our community supports that we are trying to design into this future together through Achieve Escambia.
Deborah, is there anything you'd like to add?
With Achieve Escambia, we've definitely dug into the weeds, because if you don't know what's going on, your efforts to really initiate change are going to be more difficult, or you may change things that you may think that you know what's wrong, but if you're not looking at the data, you could be making incorrect assumptions. So we don't want people to be afraid of data. And I think we can help show that even when the data is not really data that maybe you want to share, you need to be, so that everybody in the community knows what's going on. We're not using the data for punitive means. We're using it more as enlightenment.
Great. And I have to say, having visited Escambia County and seen you guys in action, I love the way you lead with the data, but you do it in such a genuine and honest fashion that it's not scary. And everyone feels like they have a role in bringing about the solution. So who do you think could benefit from attending your session at the summit?
We'll let you tackle this one first, Deborah.
I think it could be people both that are very familiar with data, that are using it already. It might help them explain how to their community, their organizations, how to show them not to be afraid of the data, but it also could be good for organizations that maybe are not using data yet, maybe aren't even sure what kind of data they should be looking at. So how do we all work together to make sure we're telling the right story? I think anybody could benefit by learning from some of our trials and tribulations, but also our successes on how we're using the data.
Jennifer and Kim, would you like to add anything about who might benefit from the collective impact angle of your session?
I definitely think folks that are engaging in local collective impact efforts now, or who are engaged in collaborations and want to move further on that spectrum toward collective impact. And then from just pure sector perspective, I often have conversations with people like myself from the business community that are working in communities about how this type of work, especially with the focus on data, which we will really highlight in our session at the FCAN Summit, and not just data at a generic level, but disaggregated data that is used to drive change. So I think folks from the business community and then all the other sectors that have come together as well. And I would say I understand, both from our work in multiple communities across the region and from my conversations with folks from across the state of Florida, we're all at different levels of growth as communities and collaborations in this kind of work together. And so we really still are learning and growing. So I would say that folks don't need to feel like they're in a formal collective impact effort already to benefit from this session. We will really talk about our learnings along the way, and I think it could be relevant to anybody who's even considering beginning something like this or transforming something they already have into something more of a collective impact type effort. Who do you think, Kim?
You know, all of that, and authentic collaboration is really hard. Our world is so complex. So I would say that our session is really about one word, which is hope, that we hope to provide real hope to folks on how to tackle these tough issues. Our takeaways are in no way solid or solidified. We are an emerging collective impact, and we've got a lot of great lessons and stories, but that we're such a hopeful effort. And for people who want to accomplish extraordinary things in their community, those are the types of conversations we're going to have in our session.
Thank you all so much for being here, and we look forward to seeing you all in May.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, that was FCAN Senior Research Associate Kimberly Lent speaking with Deborah Doma, Jen Grove, and Kim Krupa about their work with Achieve Escambia. Don't forget to register for this year's summit at www.fcansummit.org. And tune in next week, because we'll be talking to Luz Corcuera, who's the executive director of Unidos Now. She'll be telling us about how her organization is taking a multi-generational approach to college access.